Good morning, this is Brooke and Peter with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, the Gold Coast Council steps in to settle a feud between neighbours. A family home has been newly built only 40 centimetres away from the house beside it, violating planning permits. Council has ordered for 1.5 metres of the house to be demolished. The council gave the family 6 months to remove offending parts of the house.
Demand for police in Queensland is extraordinarily high, according to Police Commissioner Katrina Carroll. Domestic violence and mental health call-outs both increased dramatically last year, Commissioner Carroll tells The Guardian in a follow-up to the publication of the Queensland Police Annual Report. The report shows 11% police turnover in the 2022-23 financial year, and Carroll estimates 1,400 people are currently in recruitment.
In national news, experts say the deterioration in China's property market may affect the Australian economy. The Reserve Bank of Australia's latest financial stability review reports uncertainty, weak consumer confidence, and dropping house prices are contributing to the downturn in the China real estate sector. The RBA states that Australia may feel the effects through, quote, lower global commodity prices and reduced Chinese imports of Australian goods and services.
And little penguins may soon roam their former habitat in Eden in the far southeast coast of New South Wales again. A little penguin chick has been born there for the first time since the 1990s, when the species went locally extinct. Sound attraction technology is responsible for the penguin's return to the area.
In international news, a new study shows human may be at more risk from global warming than previously thought. The study, published Monday in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, quantifies the potentially lethal danger of future global warming levels. It builds on previous findings that the maximum heat humans can survive is lower than the common 35 degree estimate. This lower thermal limit puts much more of the planet at risk if warming exceeds 2 degrees. Co-author W. Larry Kenny highlights the collaborative nature of the research, telling Science Daily, expertise about the planet and the human body is needed.
And your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.